Coach Mike Pettine spoke to the media after day two of training camp. But I'll tell you what, folks, he's looking forward to day three when this team can be heard and not just seen. That's because the pads come on tomorrow right here in Berea.
Nothing special planned for it, but just the I want to be able to hear the practice. That's to me, you know, when those the pads are popping, we're getting after each other. It's been tough on the offense because it's advantage defense when you're not in pads. A little tougher to block a guy when there's less blocking surface. But it's that to me is what's been missing for us so far is to master the physical techniques that we haven't been able to practice without pads on, and tomorrow will be the start of that. We'll do an inside run period every day, so it essentially ends up being it's no wide receivers, no corners. We won't get too exotic defensively. It will be a let's line up and see who can play, and that's a drill that I think is just to me it's the mirror drill. It's the counterpart to when we do 7-on-7 Pascal, is that's usually advantage offense, no pass rush. Clear throwing lanes, whereas that inside drill should be advantage defense. But it's more of a mentality thing. We want to come off, we want to block people, and we want to block, we want to get off blocks, knock people back. That we want to establish that mentality. It's we have to do that drill. Yeah, we're hopeful that that's a position that, as I talked about before, anytime you have a versatile player there that can do the fullback jobs, but has a history of tight end receiver type skill set. I think that just from a defensive perspective, I've always thought that was problematic. You don't know what you're in. Usually when there's a true fullback in the game, it very much restricts the call sheet offensively, and you can really, really dial in defensively when you have a guy that's that hybrid type in there that can cause some problems. Competition. We got Craig Robertson. We got Kirksey. We even put Dansby on the edge a little bit today for a couple of snaps and let those other guys play inside. So we'll mix and match. It's part of what we do to get guys cross-trained. So you always want to be in a position to have your best 11 out there. So I think we'll have more than enough reps to get that position evaluated before we get to the opener. That's why he's here. We identified that in him, and he's been an ultimate professional. He's been great for the other guys in the room. And you would think that he's a 10-year veteran the way he carries himself. When we talk to the young receivers, he's the guy. Hey, you want to pattern yourself after a guy? That's the guy. And he's come out, works hard every day, on the field, off the field. It's been a very pleasant surprise. And it's to me, when you have a guy that has that type of separation ability, that type of quickness, that can turn a short gain into a long one, it can only be a plus for you. I think it's been proven, and I know that you would look at what we did in the off season, the improvement at running back, and some of the moves we made up front. But we're still going to have the ability to throw the football. We're not going to just put one wide receiver out there and go two tight ends, and we want to be an efficient offense, whether it's running it or passing. We're not just going to say we're going to run. I mean, It's a league of you want to be unpredictable. That's when you're the most successful. That you're throwing it when people think you're going to run, and vice versa. But I think you have to have the ability to run the football. You get a lead, you can end a game. Or when it's bad weather and you can't throw it, then you have to be able to move the ball still.